אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 400.
We're reading from the writings of Baal Sulam from the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are on item 51. You can ask questions on Kabla TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We are in Kabbalah for the Student, page 135, item 51. Know that repentance and purification cannot be accepted unless they are totally permanent, that he will not turn back to folly. As it is written, when is there tshuva, repentance, when he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. Thus, as we've said, if one purifies the still part of his will to receive, he is rewarded with a potzuf of nefesh of Asiya, and ascends and clothes the sfira of malchut of Asiya. This means that he will certainly be granted the permanent purification of the still part in a way that he will not turn back to folly, and then he will be able to rise to the spiritual world of Asiya, for he will have definite purity and equivalence of form with that world. But as for the rest of the degrees, which we have said are Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida of Asiya, corresponding to them, one should purify the vegetative, animate, and speaking parts of one's will to receive, so they will clothe and receive those lights. Yet the purity does not need to be permanent until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. That is so because the whole of the world of Asiya, with all its five sfirot, Ket, Chokhmah, Binah, Tiferet, Malchut, are actually only Malchut, which relates only to the purification of the still, and the five sfirot are but the five parts of Malchut. Therefore, since he has already been rewarded with purifying the still part of the will to receive, he already has equivalence of form with the whole of the world of Asiya. But since each sfira in the world of Asiya receives from its corresponding discernment in the worlds above it, thus the sfira of Tiferet of Asiya receives from the world of Yetzira, which is all Tiferet and light of Ruach. And the Sfira of Bina of Asiya receives from the world of Bria, which is all Neshama. And the Sfira of Chokhmah of Asiya receives from the world of Atzilut, which is all Chokhmah and the light of Chaya.
אם תיאר שאר ג' חלקי הרצון לקבל שלו,
thus, although he has permanently purified only the still part, if he has purified the remaining three parts of his will to receive, even if not permanently, he can receive the Ruach Neshama and Chaya from Tiferet Bina and Chokhmah of Asiya, though not permanently. This is because when one of the three parts of his will to receive awakens, he immediately loses these lights.
If there are questions, please. I think this is clear. Kind of in a superficial way. Let's continue. He repeats this several times in every world, so it'll be clear for us. Item 52, yes?
Item 52. After he permanently purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive, he permanently rises to the world of Yetzira, where he attains the permanent degree of Ruach. There, he can also attain the lights of Neshama and Chaya from the Sfirot Bina and Chokhmah that are there, which are considered Neshama and Chaya of Ruach, even before he has been granted with purifying the animate and speaking parts permanently, as we have seen in the world of Asiya. Yet, this is not permanent, for after he has permanently purified the vegetative part of his will to receive, he is already in equivalence of form with the whole of the world of Yetzira, to its highest degree, as written about the world of Asiya.
We need to think, how does this happen? That a person comes to inanimate of Asiya, nefesh of Asiya, attains it in permanence, but ruach, neshama, chaya, and yichida attains not in permanence. Why does he attain it that way? Think. How does it happen where he attains all the rest except for nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yichida? Even though he's in the world of Asiya, he attains it, not in permanence. Where does that addition come from? He didn't seemingly work on this, or did he work on this? Let's continue.
53. After he purifies the animate part of his will to receive, and it turns it into a will to bestow, until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly, he's already in equivalence of form with the world of Bria, and he rises there and receives the permanent light of Neshama. And through the purification of the speaking part of his body, he can rise up to the Sfira of Chokhmah and receive the light of Chaya that is there, although he has not yet permanently purified it, as with Yetzirah and Asiya. But the light, too, does not shine for him permanently. Item 54. And when one is rewarded with permanent purification of the speaking part in his will to receive, he is granted equivalence of form with the world of Atzilut, and he rises there and permanently receives the light of Chaya. And when he is further rewarded, he receives the light of En Sof, and the light of Yechida dresses in the light of Chaya, and there's nothing more to add here. Item 55. Thus we have clarified what we asked. Why does man need all the upper worlds which the Creator had created for him? What need has man of them? Now you will see that one cannot bring contentment to one's Maker if not with the help of all these worlds. This is because he attains the lights and degrees of his soul, called Naranchai, according to the measure of the purity of his will to receive. And with each degree he attains, the lights of that degree assist him in his purification. Thus, he rises in degrees until he achieves the amusements of the final aim in the thought of creation. It is written in the Zohar, about the verse, he who comes to be purified is aided. It asks, aided with what? And it replies that he is aided with a holy soul. For it is impossible to achieve the desired purification for the thought of creation, except through the assistance of all the non-chai degrees of the soul.
זולת על ידי סיוע כל המדרגות נרנחי של הנשמה, כמבואר.
שאלות.
Questions?
כן.
Yes.
מה זה נקרא להשיג אור בקביעות?
What does it mean to attain light permanently?
אני מבין אותך I understand you because it could be that you'll be dropped in the next moment. What does it mean in permanence? That you corrected the vessels according to your kilim, the kilim in permanence, meaning not in rising and dropping that can be here. How should I say this? Every single world has a certain allowance. And if a person reaches the correction of that allowance, it's a sign that he attained that light in permanence. Let's say the light of Nefesh that I attained in the world of Asiya. I attained it in permanence. All the rest not, because I have yet to attain all the rest of the worlds yet. But the question is as such. When I rise to from the world of Asiya to the world of Yetzirah, I also attain there all the light of Nefesh of Yetzirah. So what is the connection between the light of Nefesh in Asiya that I attained in permanence and the light of Nefesh in Yetzirah? What happens there? What light of Nefesh is there? So there it's Nefesh of Ruach, meaning it's not belonging to the light of Nefesh of Nefesh, which I attained in Yetzirah, in Asiya. Therefore, what I attain in each light, its original basic one, means that I attain it in permanence. Because all the rest that I attain will be belonging to more higher up lights for me. I will attain all the lights of Nefesh, but the lights of Nefesh that don't belong to the basic, fundamental, original light of Nefesh. Where there, the light of Nefesh won't be the light of Nefesh, but rather the degree of Ruach in the level of Nefesh, let's say. In the world of Yetzirah, let's say. Yes.
Then when he begins the next degree, everything is eliminated, and what was light of Nefesh is now completely different.
No, why is it erased? When I rise from world to world?
Yeah, it always comes to a state where there is nothing, and then everything begins from scratch, no?
Yes.
So the light of Nefesh that was before seems completely different. It's not the same thing anymore. So that's the question, why? What is permanency?
Permanence means that I don't need to correct those discernments that I was already in. Whereas the discernments that I have yet to correct, let's say in the light of Ruach, then I need to constantly attain more and more. Naran chay of Ruach. How else should I say this? Permanence means that's it. With those discernments, I'm already in my vessels of reception. I don't need to work with those anymore. I will work with them, but on higher up degrees. Let's say, for example, Nefesh of Ruach, Nefesh of Neshama, Nefesh of Chaya, Nefesh of Yechida. I'll have to work on that, but it's not the light of Nefesh. It's only a measurement of those lights. I don't know how else to explain this. In permanence means that my vessels have already been corrected. The fact that later I fall and feel myself as Shimon from the market, let's say, that's in order to rise even more. That has not associated with permanence. Permanence means that I corrected. That's it. I don't have to correct them that. I already came out of the treasury with the box of the gold coins, and I already moved them to the correct place already. I poured it there, and now I'm entering again. But those I already brought out to the general correction. Yes.
There's more. He says further on that now you'll see that it's impossible to come to bring contentment to his maker besides through the assistance of all these worlds.
Yes.
Can you explain this?
There has to be in Naran Chai. It's considered that there's no partial aspects in spirituality where you have to long for. But what is all the worlds? From what is in the soul of man to attain, each of his own, to his extent, to his measure. But even in the smallest degree, he has to attain all the worlds. Yes.
What does it mean to bring contentment to one's maker with the assistance of the worlds?
That you receive from the Creator all that you want to give. Meaning, like the same example of the host and the guest. That's to bring contentment. Now you have the kilim in order to be able to receive the whole ladder. Truly, in a way that's the only reason you're working. But for that we need vessels of bestowal that will be truly great. Okay, yes?
Niv Navon from the virtual Kli of North America asks whether the answer about attainment permanently and not permanently is through the integration of the Sfirot as a result of the shattering. Do we attain this by integration with the friends in the tent who are our nine Sfirot and we are the Malchut?
Always the whole attainment is through incorporation, because the incorporation in the ten is not the incorporation that we're talking about here. Incorporation in the ten is the necessary incorporation in order for us to have a partzuf. For less than that cannot be in spirituality. Prior to us incorporating, we don't exist in spirituality. But after that, already when we have a partzuf, we start to acquire the degrees of coarseness and attainment. That's why it's kalilut in our eyes is necessary. Now he's asking in what measures of it kalilut, of incorporation will be in our hands until the end of correction. So those are measures that are between us in different aviyut that is increasing. And also the incorporation, not just between us, but also with different partsufim that we reveal as superior ones, as lower ones, that we're clothing to, that they're clothing us, and there's a whole system. The wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about the elements of the system. Sfira, Partzuf, world, and how inside there, in a pinpoint manner, how it works. But in a general way, how it really is in reality, you can't explain it. You can't tell about it. It's like you start to explain about this world. How much you write about it, it'll still be lacking. And that's why we just learn the fundamentals, let's say. The foundations. Okay? Good. There are no more questions. Where are we? 56, well, read 56, because 57 is already something else.
So, item 56. And you should know that that all the Naranchan we've spoken about thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole exists even in the smallest element in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiya alone, there are five discernments of Naran Chai to attain, which are related to the five general discernments of Naran Chai. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of the still of Asiya except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there is not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them according to one's stature. And one should engage in Torah and Mitzvot with intent in order to receive the level of Ruach of his stature. And he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature to receive the level of Neshama according to his stature. And the same applies to the te'amim, flavors of the mitzvot, for it is impossible to complete even the smallest light in Kedusha without them.
Meaning if we're not engaged in Aleph, Bet, Gimel, 1, 2, 3, in Torah and mitzvot, with the intention in order to receive the level of Ruach and its value, and we need to engage in the secrets of Torah, in all the tamim of the mitzvot. If we're to engage in the whole Neran Chai of the body of the soul, if we don't engage in that, then he's not caring for the soul. Questions? All together. Yes.
Alexander from Sochi is asking whether the permanent state is based on above reason.
All the spiritual degrees are above reason. from the smallest degree, they're all above reason. Meaning what we are now feeling around, wanting to touch above reason and faith above reason and all kinds of actions like this and like that, that we want between us and each on his own to execute, are all, it's like we're knocking on the gates of the spiritual world. But a spiritual action is only above reason. Good? So, let's hear some report.
Yeah, there is an update, basically, as of tomorrow. Tonight, the tens are changing again. As of tomorrow, every random 10 will have 3 or 4 groups from the world Kli connecting with it during the day on Zoom. Meaning, let's say I'm tomorrow in 10 number 7 with a few other friends. There is another tab on the table that's titled Integration with the World Kli. And then it tells you who are the other groups with 10 number 7 from here. For instance, Turkey, Netanya, tens from, in short, from both Israel and the world. And this will be advertised through our different channels, Sviva Tova, etc., and through the heads of languages. So as of tomorrow, every 10 will be integrated with other 10s in the world.
We saw how beneficial this is when we have these calls between the 10s overseas and everyone from distances. Will truly be fruitful. It truly works this way. Good. Nice. Well, and also let's hope that in Sochi they will go through all these states, these difficult states, and may you be healthy for us there.
We'll also put out a link to the 24/7 Zoom you spoke about. Dennis said that he can make it possible for everyone.
Yes, that's like a reinforcement group. That's in general, I have time. All of a sudden, I have a break at work or something. I can kind of permit myself, then I always have a zip. What is it called? Zoom. Oh, zip is something else. Okay. Zoom, and then I connect to it. Very well. This is very important. Now it's okay. They're arranging for me a schedule where I will be able to be free at least in the first meeting at 11:30. But it's good that there's something permanent. Kind of like, in any case, to be able to enter. So let's think of, how do we call it? The Society of High Moods, High Spirits. The team or the committee of high mood, high spirits, are of good mood, of the greatness of the goal, of the greatness of the society. It's very important. This, the faster we take ourselves out of any even smallest descent, it's a profit. Every moment that we're in it and we're kind of eating our own flesh, it's truly a huge burden on us and extends time for all of us. So it's very worthwhile for us to care for this. It's worthy for us to care for this and be in this. Yes.
Rav, basically the role of raising high spirits to the group is the role of everything, every 10.
To say like that, it's the role of every 10 is to say nothing.
Maybe to make it the role of every 10.
Yeah, you decide about this. There must be a 10, which is not a 10, no. Here, that's something else. This is not a 10. I'm talking about some We talked about it. It could be 9 people, and anyone who joins to it can be incorporated into this 10 that's in the upliftment of spirits. That's something else. And besides that, to make this kind of a site or a page where I enter there, and I can hear there all kinds of things that raise our spirits. Let's say I'm all of a sudden in a state. Something has fallen upon me all of a sudden. So I enter some place that we have. I press. I hear a song. I see some short excerpt. It's short, but it ignites you. Things that will uplift you. Of course, friends are even more, but we need to see. In short, think about it. We will need this. Also in this way of the friends, and also in such a way where our materials that awaken. What, Shamir? What's going on?
There is high spirit. I really want Rahim to be in that team. I come with Rachamim every morning, Rav, in the car. He's the best preparation.
Collect such a group. I don't want to call it by name. Gather such a group. It could be that it would be... Okay. Who else is a spirit raiser except for Rachamim? Who, Mushi? Yochai, yes, we need such friends. Tzvika? Yes, when he comes, yes. But also, he's become serious lately. Okay, very well. Think about it. How can you use the friends in order to come out of that descent? It's very important. It's a very important role and very respectable. There's nothing higher than that. These are truly friends that are working in... They're intermingled with the Creator in their work. Okay, and with that...
Moving on to the daily task from Vienna. Rav just gave the daily task that we will make sure that we raise everyone from the descent and raise the high spirits of the whole world clean. So we'll repeat Rav's daily task once again.
Shuv.
So what Vienna group is saying, they repeated Rav's words, how to raise everyone from a descent and raise the high spirits of the world clean. This is the task, all the tens should discuss it and come to conclusions. How to raise everyone from descent and raise the high spirits of the world clean. And the World Assembly of Friends, 6:45 p.m. Israel time, KabbalahGroup.info, everyone's invited. Thanks to the TV viewers, and good day. Introductory events with the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You're welcome to get to know the Wisdom of Kabbalah in the cities, city of Netanya and Carmiel, if you're in Israel, call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il for details. Have a great day and great night. Let's sing a song.
Milim ainu kholmim kulanu kan keish khadudim uznat nam sushteno priadalev tuman gde pravda yest a gde pustoy miraj. your day feels like the night. I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Сердца соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. To the skies,
look up to the skies.
Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes,
open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright.